Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, June 6, 1838, a very important event took place. The proclamation declaring the impending end of the apprenticeship period in its entirety was issued. Saying this was an important event understates the significance of the event, as the proclamation revealed for the first time that the termination of apprenticeship was to end 2 years sooner than originally anticipated. Furthermore, the conclusion of apprenticeship meant that more than 200 years of black enslavement, in one form or the other, in the British West Indies would finally be completely terminated. The proclamation, which was issued by Governor Sir Evan John Murray MacGregor, was published on the front page of the newspaper The Barbadian, and in it, he signaled to the country that the hated apprenticeship system, which had been in place since 1834, was ending on August 1, 1838. Even though enslavement had ended officially in August 1834, apprenticeship was a framework used to keep the formerly enslaved people tied to the plantation to continue laboring for their former masters, and thus ensuring that the latter's profits from the plantation-centered economy were sustained, with little benefit to the laboring masses. Furthermore, it was during that period that the white plantation owners were generously compensated by the British government for what was anticipated to be a loss of labor when slavery was abolished. The laborers were still subject to strict rules around the hours and days they were to work on the plantations and could be punished severely for violating the conditions of their continued servitude, even though officially they were free. In the rather lengthy proclamation, Governor MacGregor declared that it was expedient to yield to the wishes of the British public, who apparently favored the ending of apprenticeship, as well as being, quote, conducive to the general interest and happiness of the colony, unquote, to free all classes of laborers from their contracts at the same time. The field workers were originally to be released in 1840 after everyone else, so if the declaration, that was no longer the case. The governor felt that speeding up the freedom of the laborers was, quote, no clearer manifestation of benevolence, unquote, of the government, and that it was a reflection of the confidence he had in the laborers, and it was just reward for their peaceable and orderly demeanor. Perhaps reflecting the prevailing perception of black people by the white officials, the governor could not refrain from issuing several warnings in the proclamation. The young should not be, quote, suffered to grow up in idleness and in ignorance of their moral and religious duties, his words, and should be taught early to labor for their own living. He also warned that, among other things, the magistracy would be used to apprehend and punish those who, quote, wander around in idleness or who attempt to make a living by robbery or other dishonest means, unquote. Apprenticeship did end on August 1, 1838. However, it would be another century before the black masses would see any significant improvements in their social, economic, and political condition.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.